Well, it's all going quiet. Good afternoon. Welcome to Newbury Baptist Church for our Christingle 2019. It's lovely to see you all here. And we had a very busy session this morning constructing all the Christingles. Here they all are, ready to find their owners later on. And you'll get the opportunity to light them, and then we'll sing together when we've got them. But I think we probably ought to use some of this energy I can feel fizzing in the room right now to stand up and sing, don't you? Let's stand up. We're going to sing together, Little Donkey. Please sit down and we're going to pray together. Father, we thank you for this time of year, for all the excitement that's in the air today, for this enormous gift to us in a tiny, tiny form. For all of this, we thank you and pray that in these moments together, you might be near us. For we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm a little bit concerned that by tomorrow afternoon, your brains will all have turned to mush. So, you see, I thought I'd give them one last workout before that happens. Now, I should also add a little bit to the pressure to tell you that I did this with the seniors' lunch, and they were very good at it. So I'll have to hope that you are too. Basically, I've got a series of carols all jumbled up, and you've got to tell me what they are. How about that one? Who's going to unjumble that for me, or have a go at least? Oh, go on, there's a W in it, that might help. Not that many carols have got a W in the title. Good King Wences, let's see if you're right. Ah, you are, very good, okay. How about this one then, Sweet Gherkin? It is We Three Kings. Very good. Okay, let's try another one. Handwritten Bike Mile. That one takes a bit more unscrambling. Handwritten Bike. Again, think about the K. Yeah. Oh. No. Oh. In the Bleak Midwinter, it is indeed. What about this one? Neil Dotterly. Yeah. Oh, very good. Straight in there. Very impressed with that. Let's try that one. Does depend how you spell the last word of it. There's a bit of a clue. Depends how you spell the last word of the unscrambled carol. And it goes on and on and on. Yay! It is absolutely the first Noel. And there's just one more. just one more. Let's see how you get on with this one. Oh, you're very quick with that. Very good at that one. And as a reward for getting some of them right, here's a little something I'm going to play to you in just a moment. Some of you will know that last Saturday I was at Wintershall Nativity Play. It's an open-air nativity play enacted by people who live in the village. They've been doing it since 1989. 35,000 people have been to see it over the years. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And excerpts of that will be on a programme on Radio 4 tomorrow morning. But I was fortunate enough to be sent an outtake, and I thought I'd play it to you. This is what happens when you play a donkey's favourite carol. Ironically, after that, I think we'll sing Silent Night together. Let's stand up and sing, shall we? Please sit down. Now, there's lots of ways to tell this story. You just heard a snippet of one of them. People do it in cartoons, they do it in nativity sets, they do it in paintings, they do it in films. And of course, I'm always on the lookout for different ways of telling it. I came across this little version of the story. I think it was made in Australia, and I stumbled upon it just at the end of November. And I thought, well, I love that so much. I want to show that to people when it comes to our Christingle service. So let's watch together the Happy Land's Nativity.
The very first Christmas was long, long ago. A girl called Mary had started to grow. Inside she carried a wee baby boy, and an angel was sent to tell of the joy.
Yee! Angel and rocket, angel and rocket.
That's not in the story. Angels don't need rockets.
Mary was speechless. She didn't know how these things could have happened, but still she bowed. The angel then made an appearance to Joe, who was worried when Mary had started to show. But Gabriel said, "You may find this odd. Just trust me. These things are all coming from God. Mary is carrying God's only son, the saviour of old, the long promised one. So call his name Jesus, your maker in skin. He's come now to save all his people from sin." Meanwhile, great Caesar Augustus in Rome had made a decree, "Return to your home." For Joseph, this ruling meant Bethlehem town. So they rode on their donkey all the way down.
Dad, coming to your hand.
What are you doing? She said they were riding on a donkey, not a helicopter.
Fine, that's better.
That's not in the story.
Arriving in Bethlehem, Mary was blooming. But try as they might, no hotels had room in. They asked one innkeeper, "Sir, are you able?" The innkeeper said, "Oh, go on, use my stable." So Jesus was born in a cold cattle shed. With nowhere to lay him, a trough was his bed.
Wait, what? That can't be in the story.
Actually, it is. Listen.
Now out in the fields, some angels appeared to shepherds who cowered and all of them feared. One angel said, "Peace, I bring you good news. The Saviour is born, so put on your shoes." The shepherds all hurried to old Bethlehem to worship the baby who'd been born for them. Away in the east, there lived some wise men who followed a star wherever it went. They knew it would lead them to worship the king. So gold, incense and myrrh they did bring.
It's getting crowded now.
Do you think there's room?
Now here around the baby, the world is invited. The strongest and weakest, they all are united. From wise men to shepherds, from angels to sheep. From shiniest heights to the darkest deep. So come to the manger, see God become small. The true Christmas story has room for us all.
It's bigger than you thought.
Maybe it is in the story.
And that's the line I love. Maybe it is in the story. None of us would have written a story like God did. There's not a person here who would entrust their only child to a fearful couple in an occupied country with nowhere to stay. None of us would ever have thought of putting that in the story. Thank goodness God doesn't do things our way. Thank God goodness that God does them his own way. And of course, all of this is all a reminder of that. Let me see what I've got in here. Actually, I'm going to borrow one of you two. Who is going to be the victim? Hey, out you come then, out you come. You don't mind looking silly, do you? You don't mind looking silly. Excellent stuff. Okay, so our Christingles, you'll have to face them. So we need to turn you into an orange, first of all. There we are. Do you want to put that on for me? Excellent. There we are. Of course, you need to look quite fat, really. So I have to stand like this, I think. You know, and the orange, big and fat and round as it is a symbol of God's world that he gave to us. Big and luscious and wonderful and full of good things. I think because of the news headlines this year, We've thought more about the world as a planet than ever before. And that planet is God's gift to us. Now, the next thing we have to do, we have to stab these onto the sticks. There we are, two. You getting worried yet about what's coming next? Oh, and another one. And another one. And then we shove them as hard as we can into the Christing. Oh, okay, well, you can hold them. Two in that hand. Spread them out a bit. There we are. And when you've got yours later on, you'll see. And these are all the good things that God has put in the world. I know we've messed it up. I know it's a terrible mess, but there's all those good things that God has given us. The creatures and the flowers and the trees and the mountains, all those wonderful things. So the good things on those sticks are a reminder that not only has he given us a big, luscious planet, but he's filled it with wonderful things that you and I would never have thought of. Don't worry about the scissors, by the way. I'm not going to approach you with them. I've just got to judge you for size. Let me see. Okay, I think that'll be enough. Around the middle of the orange, there we go. Got a nice big red belt look. There we go. And you'll find that around each of your oranges. It's like God takes that big, luscious world that he's filled with wonderful things and he wraps it round with his love. And it's red to remind us that that love was really costly. The love of Jesus, who gave everything he had because he loved the world so much. And then what should be on the top?
A candle.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I could get that past health and safety. Here we are. Let's put this on. Oh, there we go. Got your light on the top. Let's just see if the new batteries work. Oh, look, we have a variety of settings. We can even have it flashing on and off, but I don't think that one looks great. We'll put it on that one. There we are. Oh, don't you look stunning? And there you have great big luscious planet that God has given us. He's filled it with good things. He's wrapped his love around the middle of it. And today, especially, we remember that he's lit it up so that the darkness is banished and something special comes into it all. Give this young man a clap, just as his light collapses. Brilliant. You want to take it off, put it back in the box for me. Oh, I can tell you really want to hold on to that shirt because it's so beautiful, but there we go. So, I think it's time. We've got our team up here, please. Those who are helping with the Christingles. And during the singing of the next song, I'd ask you to come and get your Christingle. And when you've got it, as we usually do, you can then go and stand against the walls. And what we'll do, we'll circle the church in a lovely ribbon of light as you do that. So if you'd like to start coming up, as we all stand to sing this song, if you'd like to come up and get your Christingles, please.
Thank you.
There's still some looking for homes down here. Don't be shy. Come and get one so we've all got one if we can. Thank you. Wonderful. We're nearly there. Nearly there. Brilliant. Thank you, team. So just feel that lovely round shape of the orange in your hands, all that goodness that God has given to us and wrapped about its middle with his love. What we're going to do, in a minute we're going to put the other lights out and then we're going to sing Away in a Manger. And at the end of that, I'm going to count to three and we'll blow them out together. But let's lose the rest of the lights, please, Tom. And then oh, are these ones, are they? Okay, let's lose the rest of the lights, Richard. Hang on. And then we're going to sing a carol together. There we go. To pray and then we'll count and then we'll blow. Father, thank you for this moment, and will you send your blessing now on every household represented here, on old and young, on weak and strong. Bring joy where there is sorrow and bring strength there where there is weakness. Send your peace, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You ready? 3, 2, 1. God bless you and have a very happy Christmas.